Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, radio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls Watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. Last week we ended that the Bible is being changed supernaturally without a way back to the original. The original authorized King James Version doesn't exist anymore. One has to go by memory, which is not acceptable as proof. That includes sermons, recordings, films, and all Bible versions back into history of Martin Luther, who lived in the 1500s and beyond. I looked at a King James Version Bible written in 1611, and sure enough, it was changed. I have a website built around the Bible, making all 66 books available on MP3 files, which are spoken to the public, and people can download them. It has changed. I recorded the Bible in my own voice so I could take in, and even those recordings are changed. It is really something one can't get their heads around, but it is a fact. Everyone can prove it to themselves checking the changes in their own Bibles. My website about this issue is www.final-call.us. Final, F-I-N-A-L, dash call, C-A-L-L, dot U-S. Researchers claim it was done by a D-Wave computer that is 20,000 times faster than ours. On their website, they show a cat that is dead and alive at the same time. To me, that is still not a satisfactory explanation. Only God could have made something like that happen. Listening to preachers for years, not enough to plant the word into one's heart. It's not enough. The heart has a built-in natural mechanism that censors what enters in and rejects anything suspicious. It rejects most everything worldly. Many preachers put people on the wrong track to keep them in their fold. That is confirmed today because they're ignoring this problem regarding the fact that the Bible is tampered with supernaturally. Only those preachers who know the Bible by heart would discover the problem. They should recognize the changes immediately. Sadly, they act like all is well and teach the changes.
Some preachers have at least tried to deal with it by making excuses and then actually change the Bible as well to make their response fit the question. They refuse to tell the congregation what they need to know. I address an email to the pastor, not the secretary. I confirmed my suspicion that they will find an excuse with their answer. I ask why their ministry's name is Lamb and Lion, when the Bible states in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6, and chapter 65, the wolf and the lamb. The secretary responded that the ministry name is biblical in another scripture, ignoring that I had asked about the changes in the Bible. The link I sent her pastor to check out was about change replacing the lion with wolf. Now Isaiah 11 verse 6 states, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. This verse used to state in Isaiah 6, the lion shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. There's a big difference between a wolf and a lion. The lion represents Jesus Christ. Writing about scripture changes, I noticed a change in the following scripture. Jesus is described normally as the rock in the Bible. Now it changes to stone. It's changed to stone, and smote is incorrect as well. Jesus never smote anyone. Here is how it reads today. The stone that smote the image. It should read, the great image stumbled on the rock. Whoever's rewriting the Bible is trying to make Jesus look like a villain. That's not all. The sentences are scrambled by making them hard to understand. Verses are omitted and added, and words don't even exist show up. Jubilee is changed to Jubilee with one E that doesn't even exist. There's no such word in a Jubilee. Not only that, but the changes are inconsistent. Jubilee is still in my Bible, but my search engine on my computer says it doesn't exist. When you share this information with believers, they go into denial and it causes rifts between friends. And that is what Satan thrives on. The latest from the Pope Francis first. He is integrating climate change into Catholic teachings. It is mandatory to believers to believe in it as though it was for real when 30,000 scientists say climate change is not man-made, but a hoax. Amos chapter 8:12. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east they shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2, you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at denver-thriftshop.com. Blowout. Till next week, thank you for listening. God bless you. So long. Rita Williams of cephasministry.com. CEPHSministry.com. Thank you.